Good morning, this is Sahil Sahli. It's August 21st, around 7:16 a.m. Hope you all are having a great weekend. The topic of my talk today is don't bring a horse to a tank fight. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, given the situation that you face, you have to be adequately and correctly prepared to address the situation you're in. And different circumstances require a different response. The key to it is to understand the environment that you're going to be faced with in that particular situation, and to do your homework and to prepare and to reflect on what is required to move that situation forward in terms of a desired outcome. The problem happens when we incorrectly try to put a square peg in a round hole. What do I mean by that? If you try to use the same approach in multiple situations and circumstances, it will not work. Why? Because you need to be able to adapt to the situation, and that's what the topic of today is all about. If there's a tank fight, don't go on horseback. To be successful in a tank fight, you have to take a tank. The flip side of that is true as well. Don't take a tank to a horse fight. So understand each situation clearly. Look at the parameters and alter your behavior and your thought process and your actions depending on the situation and circumstances. So let's get a little specific about this. This is as relevant as it is in your personal life with your relationships, as it is in your work life with your relationships with your peers, or the relationship with your boss, or the relationship with your subordinates. Let me give you an example. If you're in a sales situation and somebody has provided your manager with some negative feedback about you and how you dealt with a particular client, and the manager brings that to your attention and asks you what you think about the whole situation, before you get all defensive, understand it, listen to it objectively, and then put forth your arguments. The arguments could be, no, I don't agree because this is actually what happened, and walk the person through the whole situation, what you did, why you did what you did, and what the outcome was. Or you may agree with the assessment and you may say, okay, yes, I did that, and I will make sure that I don't do that again, and here is how I'm going to alter my behavior. Now, that is a situation where you looked at what the circumstances are and took a particular course of action. Now, on the flip side, instead of being on the defensive, you may need to be more assertive in a situation where, as an example, you were promised a promotion and you never got it, then you have to press in and try to get your management and your leadership to give you what you deserve. So in that situation, how do you do that? You focus on your performance, you focus on what was promised to you, you focus on what other people are getting to do the same job that you're doing, and you lay down the argument. Now, the outcome is not in your hands, but the effort is and the preparation is, and how you approach the situation is. So focus on what you can control.